hometown of Stamford, Connecticut. Lieberman, the first Jewish vice presidential candidate back in 2000, on the ticket with Al Gore, the former vice president, at the service Friday.
We laughed together, fought like hell together for what we wanted our country to be, prayed together, thought for a season we had won together, but, and, well, you know that little-known third category.
Lieberman passing away from complications after falling. He was 82 years old. In USA News for Your Health now, the CDC reporting the first human case of swine flu in the United States this year. Doctors think a child in Pennsylvania caught the virus after being in contact with pigs. Occasionally, the infection can jump to humans. Doctors treating the infected child in the hospital, that patient has now recovered. And say it ain't so, you're going to have to dig deeper when you go to Dollar Tree. It's becoming Dollar 50 Tree, raising its prices again. The discount store revealing in an earnings call that its price point will now start at $1.50, up from $1.25, with some items selling for $5 to $7 in a special aisle. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I gotta do. Come on to my house, come on.
And welcome to Chew on This.
Cooking at your house today, Don Clement.
Easter. It's already Easter. I cannot believe it's Easter. I feel like we just did Christmas. And here we are celebrating Easter. My better half, Patty Burneman, is out today. She's doing some wedding thing with her grandson and her future granddaughter. And running the board is Jack Harris today. And happy Easter. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, it's came fast. So what do you guys do for Easter? You know, I don't know where this tradition of boiling crawfish and eating seafood on Easter Sunday came from. I do have to say I'm not really a fan of it. I understand doing it on Good Friday because, you know, let's just face it, the city of New Orleans is mostly Roman Catholic. So for the most of us, we don't eat meat on those on Good Friday. So I get boiling the crawfish there because what a sacrifice that is, right? You can't eat a pork chop. We got to eat boiled crawfish. I mean, you know, let's face it, when it comes to Fridays in Lent here in New Orleans, we really are not suffering very much, okay? So if you want to tell me what you do for Easter Sunday, give me a call, 504-556-9696. So when I think of Easter dinner, I immediately think of a ham. Gotta be a ham. So did pick up a honey-baked ham. I think of maybe a sweet potato casserole. You know, something like that. Maybe some green beans and, you know, I don't know, a little chocolate here and there because it is Easter. We got to have chocolate, you know? So anyway, give us a call. Tell us what you're eating. What if you're going out? Tell me where you're going out to eat. A lot of people decide for Easter, you know, we're going to go do a brunch. And you know I'm not a fan of brunch. We've argued this many, many times. But I think if any day was a brunch day, I would assume that Easter would be a great brunch day. Maybe because it involves eggs. I don't know. The egg thing bothers me because, you know, $38 eggs just sound really expensive to me. But anyway, that's what brunch is. We're not going to argue brunch. I know you folks out there love brunch, so we're going to leave it alone. We're going to leave it alone. Give us a call, please. Roast lamb. Does anybody do roast lamb? You know, does anybody do roast lamb? I don't really think. I think that's more of a northern thing. I think if you went to look for a leg of lamb today, I guess you could go to the butcher McCord's Maybe if you ordered a leg of lamb, but I don't even know where you'd find a leg of lamb. And every time I think of a leg of lamb, I think of that Alfred Hitchcock episode where I can't remember her name, from Dallas. She was the wife on Dallas, and she kills her husband with a frozen leg of lamb. Then if you remember, Jack, she cooks it, and she serves it to all the detectives. It was a great episode. Happy Easter, huh? Happy Easter. Happy Easter on that note. We have Marcy with Kronos on the line. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am good. We're talking about Easter goodies. We're talking about ham. And I was just asking, Marcy, where does this crazy tradition of eating seafood on Easter Sunday come from? Because if we think about the whole purpose of Lent and Mardi Gras and Shrove Tuesday, it's to get away from meat. So at the end, you would think that you would celebrate by eating meat. But a lot of people now boil crawfish.
I think that's just a habit that's become popular.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up north, and we did the seafood on Fridays.
Right.
But on Easter Sunday, that was like the break of the fast of meat, and we had roast and mashed potatoes and that sort of thing. So we didn't have to do the fish on Sunday unless we chose to. But then again, up north, we didn't have crawfish. So.
True. But we always did. We always had a crawfish boil on Good Friday, which I was joking with Jack, because that was like such a suffering, right? What a penance. We've got to eat boiled crawfish and a couple of beers here and there, you know, God help us.
Right.
But I don't know where that came from. I'm not a fan of it. I would prefer a ham. A ham. So I was just telling Jack that I was talking about my weight loss and everything that I went through, and I'll be at Kronos this Thursday, and how great you guys have been and how you really led me down this road. And I think I've got him interested. I think he's going to check it out.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, he's going to check it out. So tell us, what should we, can we have a little chocolate at Easter, please, Marcy?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the whole thing is not having the mindset of being on a diet. It's having the mindset of eating healthy and making better choices. There are 21 meals in a week. If you're good at 18 of those and you get your exercise in, the other three aren't going to make or break you. So if you want to have Easter candy this weekend, then you go ahead and have Easter candy this weekend. And you make up for it when you hit Monday. You eat a little bit cleaner and a little bit healthier, and you take an extra 15 or 20-minute walk to offset the splurge that you've had over the weekend. You need to look at it as it's not about what you cannot have. It's about how can you have it.
You know, I really like the way you broke that up into 21 meals in a week. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, because I really didn't. I've never thought of it like that. I don't know why.
Well, and really, if you look at it, breakfast is a no-brainer. That is your fuel to get you through the morning.
Yes.
And it doesn't need to be an event or anything fancy. It's breakfast. It's a protein, a fruit, and a bread carb. Lunch is your fuel to get you through till dinner. And that needs to be a vegetable and a protein and possibly a bread carb, maybe not. Dinner is where you want your flexibility. That's your family time. That's when you tend to go out, or you're satisfying more than just yourself for that meal. So you want your flexibility there. So 14 of those 21 meals, breakfast and lunch, those should be easy.
Right.
Those really are not splurges, unless you're on vacation.
Right. Or you live in New Orleans.
Well, yeah, but you got to be able to pick your poison, you know?
I know. I was so good last night, I was actually proud of myself. I went to my brother and sister, my sister's house, and they did a fish fry. And my daughter luckily made a salad. I was so glad to see a salad there because I filled up half the plate with a salad. And I literally took two very small pieces of fried fish. I tried to eat the salad first, you know what I mean, to sort of fill up a little bit. And then I found that I only ate like 1.5 pieces of fish, and I was good. I was satisfied.
Yeah, you just have to make sure you're getting the right amount of protein. You know, a couple of pieces of fried fish aren't going to kill you.
No. And they were small.
You don't do it every day.
No, I don't do it every day. But that's why I reached for the veggies first. And I do find myself trying to do that. Like, if we're going to have a meal, and I know it's a cheap meal, I will try to make sure we definitely have vegetables. And I definitely try to eat those first, if I can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that is a really good way to handle it.
Yeah, because it kind of...
Because then you're not famished when you get to the main portion.
Right, right. So we're going to...
And the other thing that's helpful is getting water in at each meal. It helps fill up your stomach so that you don't overdo.
Absolutely, absolutely. Keep drinking that water, hydrate, especially in New Orleans with this... You know, the heat will be on soon, Marcy.
Oh, definitely. It's coming.
It's coming, darling. Well, Marcy, tell us where we can find Kronos, please, and Dr. Scott and you.
Kronos is on North Arnold in Fat City. It is right in the heart of Fat City, and that is where Dr. Scott is and his team of people that will help you with the injectables if you want to take the shot to help you lose the weight, or to work with me if you want to develop a nutrition program that you can follow so that you're not just taking the shot, you're practicing all of the new and basic steps that go along with that. So when you're done with the shot, you've already changed your habits.
Well,
and you're able to keep it off.
Well, you guys have helped me do that. I appreciate it so, so much. If you would have told me a year and a half ago that I would still be at this weight, I would have said y'all are all crazy. But I am. I'm happy. That's Kronos Wellness. It's Kronos.com, and that's Kronos with a C. Kronos with a C.
That is correct.
Happy Easter, Marcy. Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you as always.
You too. Have a wonderful Easter.
All right. You too. Thank you. All right. You can take a quick break. Give us a call at 556-9696.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
March specials at Kronos of Metairie will have you looking and feeling your best. This month, save hundreds on Jet Peel facials for a revitalized and refreshed complexion. Cool Sculpting eliminates stubborn fat without surgery, brow and lash services, and more. Buy a 12-month essential membership to our 24-hour fitness center, pay in full, and get 1 month free. Kronos of Metairie, 3200 North Annault, 504-267-4549.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource, call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
And welcome back to Chew on This, brought to you by the Plant Gallery. Guys, this weather is going to be gorgeous this week. We're going to be hitting 80s, low 80s. It is time to get out in that garden. It is time to plant that color. Petunias, they are loaded to the gills at the Plant Gallery. When you drive down Airline Drive, just look to your right, and all you see is this plethora of color. It is just absolutely gorgeous. And if you don't want to plant it, you know what? They'll do it for you. And you can tell people you did it, and they won't even know the difference. That's theplantgallery.com. They're located over on Airline Drive, or you can reach them at 488-8887. Tell them Chew on This sent you. Theplantgallery.com. All right, guys. It is Easter. Easter is upon us, and I have two special guests with me today, two very good friends. I want to welcome to the air Jennifer Flowers and her partner, Kitsy Adams. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Don. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I know. I'm looking. They haven't even changed the time here, so I look up at these palatial studios, and it says 11:20, so you could
be
right.
It's good morning somewhere in the world, right?
Good morning somewhere. Yeah, yeah. So we're excited about this parade. Tell me about it. When does it's tomorrow? At what time does it roll?
Very excited, Don. This is the Chris Owens French Quarter Easter Parade's 39th year.
Wow.
And we roll at 1 o'clock from the corner of Royal and St. Louis, right in front of the Omni Royal Orleans Hotel.
Okay, right in the front. And great, great. Jennifer, are you joining us?
Absolutely. Hell, I can't wait for tomorrow.
I know you've got to be excited. So you are Grand Marshal. Is that what it is? Is that your title?
I am.
That is,
and I'm honored.
And you're going to have great weather.
Oh, I know. We're very grateful for that as well.
Well, you know, here in New Orleans, we never can tell.
Oh, that's very true. Very true. Are you going to come join us?
I will unfortunately be in Covington, so we spend Easter with my Shannon's side of the family. So I will be.
Okay.
That's the only reason I won't be there, darling. Otherwise, you know, I'd be there with bells on.
Well, we'll miss you guys. We love you.
Yeah, we love you too. So tell us, Kitsy, you've got a lot of carriages. You've got. I mean, this is a real thing. It's like Mardi Gras meets Easter in New Orleans.
Hey, Kitsy, tell them about the Barbie float.
Uh-oh. Okay, that's a great way to put it. It is Mardi Gras meets Easter. This is our 39th year, and we have like 32 elements all together, from marching bands to we have some convertibles, and it's mostly mini flutes that we have. We have Jennifer Hale as our Grand Duchess. We have Eric Paulson and Meg Ferris, our great celebrities from WWL riding. And it's just a family day. You know, when Chris created this 39 years ago, she was all about bringing economic development into the quarter. She just thought that it was such a great family weekend. And it has grown. It honestly grew from two carriages and walkers to where we are today. And it's a big deal. We're about 100,000 people strong on streets, screaming and hollering and just a great tradition, and many people, I mean, they come from afar. We have a group coming in from London. We have another group from the UK. So it's unbelievable how, you know, the word has traveled, and it's definitely a destination and something to do exciting for Easter. We have a few themed floats this year. Number one, they're doing Barbie Does Easter. So a lot of fun.
Barbie Does Easter.
Barbie Does Easter.
I see a lot of pink out there. Am I right?
Lots of pink.
A lot of pink.
So
they're throwing pretty little sparkly pink purses everybody's going to want.
Yeah, don't tell my wife about purses. We don't want to go there.
We're going to save
one.
So, Jen, you have your Easter bonnet ready, I'm sure?
I do. And, it's a big deal getting ready for this each year.
It is.
Because it's so special. And we have an Easter hat contest.
Oh, you do? I did not know that.
Oh, the ladies promenade and we vote on their hats.
I love that.
There are some spectacular hats.
Well, you know,
I'll take some pictures for you.
You know, here in New Orleans, we don't do anything, you know, on the low side. We go really high.
Anything worth doing is worth overdoing, right?
You are right. We tend to do things big, do things very big. So I'm excited. I'm sorry that I'm not going to be, that I'm going to miss it. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
But well, next year, we're going to put you down.
Put me down. Yeah, that'll be a good excuse. Put me down for next year.
A year in advance.
I tell you what, I do have to throw a shout out to you, Kitsy. So we had this really fun engagement party for my daughter, and it was at the Vintage Rock Club. That was a lot of fun. But afterwards, you know, in New Orleans, you got to have an after party because the party just can't end. You know what I mean?
Absolutely not.
So I told everybody, look, we're heading over to the Kelstow Club, which is over on St. Louis. It's pretty much right across the street from Antoine's. It is right across the street from Antoine's.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, ladies, you did a spectacular job. Those kids had a blast.
Well, they were a pleasure.
John, we loved having them. Yes. Jen, it was a great night, a memorable night.
It was. And you know,
and for your audience that doesn't know, you're an amazing singer.
Oh, no, please.
You always gift us with a song when you're in the club, and we love that.
So
that is a dynamic duo, you two, when you and Jen get up and sing. Please, we need to sell tickets. It's fabulous.
So I just wanted to throw that out because, you know, we're going into wedding season. People are going to have events, and you've got this terrific event space on the second floor that I don't think many people know about, and it has a balcony.
And thank you, Don, for that. You know, we're new to the neighborhood, definitely not new to the business, huh, Jen? We've been in it for a long time. But Jen and I partnered back in September, lose track of my months, and we opened the Jennifer Flowers Kelstow Club, and Jen performs a few nights a week, and it's been awesome. And we have a Paris room that's a great event room for weddings, parties, birthday parties, anniversary parties, corporate parties, you name it. And we're blessed. I mean, business has been really good. We've been having we have a few parties this week, and then they come down and hear Jen after in the piano bar. So it's just one great event space all under one roof that you can get a little bit of everything.
And, you know, it's so much more of a local touch. I mean, our hotels are beautiful, and our restaurants do a fantastic job. But this just feels so warm, so quaint, and welcoming. Yeah, intimate, I think, is the word I was looking for.
Thank you, Don. And Jen, I know you'll agree, that was the whole entire theme and feeling that we were going for. You know, both Jen and I like to entertain, and
Absolutely.
We were like, we want people to feel like they would be coming into our homes.
And it does feel just like that, except they've got this crazy woman banging on a piano. I love you, Mimi. I'm just teasing.
We love her too. Mimi's a great talent.
She's something. I love her. She's something. And look, and she loves it because I can just fall over and start singing a different song because I've had a couple of cocktails and forget lyrics, and she just picks up where I screw up.
Yeah, and it all sounds awful, right? You do a great job. You never screw up.
Oh, please. The older I get.
At least I haven't heard you screw up.
The older I get, Jen, the more I forget lyrics.
Yeah, tell me about it.
A little maturity. That's no worries. That's just a little maturity.
I guess. But, I mean, my daughter is up there, and my daughter makes me look like I am nothing. Victoria is a fantastic vocalist.
I have to say, Victoria is a songbird.
She is.
Yeah.
She is an amazing talent.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl, and I'm very lucky. How she remember? I'm looking at her thinking, how does she remember all these lyrics? Then I think,
what happens when you're young?
Well, she probably hasn't had six cocktails either. So that could be a little bit of a help. So Easter parade tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and you can go online to FrenchQuarterEasterParade.com. You can see exactly where that route is. Stake out where you want to be. Be somewhere close to a bar so you can toast everyone. And that's tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
It has to be at the Kelstow Club.
Yes.
Kelstow will be open.
Give us that address real quick.
720 St. Louis, across from Antoine.
Perfect. We will see. I hope I will see you sometime soon, ladies. Happy Easter. It is a pleasure always.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Love you, too. That's the Kelstow Club on 720 St. Louis.
I got a hot rod board and a $2 bill. And I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing spree.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
If you've seen all the wild weather extremes across the country, you know it's never too early to protect your home before any storms, so your family will have peace of mind. Call Vinyltech now to reinforce your home before any storm hits.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyltech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shane Mulkey, at Vinyltech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinyltechNOLA.com.
USA News Update. President Biden telling reporters he plans on visiting the port of Baltimore where the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed next week. Large cranes on barges being brought in by the U.S. Navy. The goal is to remove all of the heavy metal from the collapsed bridge and get the area open as soon as possible. Here is Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
With a salvage operation this complex and, frankly, with a salvage operation this unprecedented, you need to plan for every single moment, and every time you take action to move a piece of wreckage, you understand that that requires you to reassess the situation.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. The Biden campaign raising a record $25 million at the event at Radio City Music Hall. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215.
Get in swimsuit shape with a little help from your friends at Kronos of Metairie, offering accessible and affordable medical weight loss. No subscriptions, no commitments. A one-time consultation fee of $299 covers all follow-up consultations, and the medicine starts at $30 per injection. Transparent pricing, long-term value at Kronos of Metairie. Call for your appointment today, 504-267-4549. That's 504-267-4549.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party 7 days, seven nights? Join us, Bloody Mary New Orleans.
And welcome back to Chew On This, where we do not have ghosts in our palatial studio. We do not have ghosts. We have some spirits, Irish spirits, a little brown, and we put them in a glass with ice, but that's a whole nother story, so we'll cover that later. But in the meantime, I would like to welcome my friend Kat Hoffman from the Big Red Farm. And is it in beautiful Salisbury, Maryland?
No, I'm in Parsonsburg, Maryland, a lovely 15 minutes away from Salisbury.
Oh, so you're just a monorail trip to Salisbury, right? A subway ride.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It
got,
seems I'm out of the urban area.
Yeah, they got a great transit system there, I heard. Great transit
system. Yes, horse and buggy.
So Kat and I have been friends for quite some time now, and she has... Lucky woman. She has bailed out of the corporate world of compliance and all that foolishness. And Kat has transformed what started off is, I mean, it wasn't always this big. It was a much smaller endeavor. And now you've got a menagerie.
Yes. Yes, it was with one horse and a couple dogs and maybe two cats. And now we have a full farm.
So how many animals do we have on this farm?
That requires a lot of math that I...
Well, you can round it up. We don't know.
I think roughly eight horses. We have one steer. His name's Rip. He's a Scottish Highland miniature bull.
Wow.
He's very friendly. We have about 40 chickens, 10 turkeys, about 20 ducks, 3 goats, and a pig named Maple.
I love that. Did you catch that, Jack? A pig named Maple. I like that. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, and we have roughly 30 feral barn cats that were brought in that had lived in a shelter for most of their lives. They were over 7 or 8 years old and never been adopted out for various reasons. So we did a program with a local shelter, and then we have about 30 barn cats that we feed outside. They keep my mice down.
Wow. So you have got your hands full, to say the very least.
Well, Chewy loves me.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure you probably get get Christmas cards from Chewy.com.
Yes, I do.
I bet you do.
Yes. And I pick up my order with the tractor.
Good Lord.
Weekly.
Good Lord. So you've got a lot of animals that lay eggs over there.
Yes. We have guinea hens. I forgot about them. They eat 4,000 bugs a day, each one.
So most of us, of course, have probably never been exposed to eggs from other animals. We probably have only had chicken eggs, probably, for the most part.
Most likely.
So I didn't know till the last time you were on the show, you told us about the fact that you do not have to refrigerate the eggs. And I found that fascinating.
Yeah, if they're fresh and they have the coating on them, you just kind of brush them off and you can leave them out for up to 6 weeks. As long as, you don't have New Orleans hot weather and you leave them out in the sun and things like that. But on a counter in a regular air-conditioned home, you'd be fine. It's what they do in Europe. My husband doesn't even like to eat eggs that have been in the refrigerator now.
Wow. I imagine it would change the flavor.
It does, and it changes the texture a little bit too.
So I have an egg every morning, And along with the only piece, only carb I pretty much have during the day is a piece of bread. And, you know, I had gotten farm fresh eggs from the farmer's market. And it's so true. You crack that egg and it is this gorgeous orange color. Then you crack the ones you get from the store and it's like, what is this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a completely different appearance and texture. Even the shells are different. Yeah, I've even bought the expensive, you know, cage-free eggs from the store. My shells, because my chickens just run everywhere and do what they want, anywhere they want. The shells are so much thicker.
You got happy chickens.
Well, they do whatever they want. They go everywhere. They come on my porch. They tear up my plants. They do whatever they want.
So
they come up to us on the picnic table.
Cat has a chicken coop, Jack, with a chandelier in it.
And a chandelier. Now, wait a minute.
A chandelier.
You got to have, I picture this with the chickens and the image of Liberace comes into my head.
There's no chicken playing a piano. You know, when you used to go in those roadside little places and you'd put a quarter in, the chicken feed would come out and you'd bang on the piano. Remember that?
Right.
No, hers do not play piano.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that I'm aware of.
The pig does. The pig has her own little piano she can play for treats.
This is just crazy. But it really is. I'll have to show you some pictures. Her farm is beautiful.
You did put the pictures up when you were here when I first put the coop up and I painted it red. It had the leopard print chandelier in it.
Yep. Crazy. She's a little crazy.
And the funny thing is the sign on the front of it says beware of pickpockets and loose women.
What I find fascinating, because I know Kat and I know her background, and you know, she's a California girl at heart. And Kat, if somebody would have told you when you were 21 years old, Kat, one day you're going to have a farm, what would you have said?
Absolutely not.
That's what I thought. So you were Ava Gabor in Green Acres, and now all of a sudden you're Eddie Albert.
Pretty much.
It's crazy.
It's been quite the adventure, you know, where I felt comfortable in Manhattan, D.C., Los Angeles, you know, to go to, you know, basically covered in mud and hay most of the time. I mean, I did ride as a child and was at a barn, so I did get dirty, but it was in Los Angeles and is a little different than having them at home myself.
They weren't in your backyard. So
no, and there were grooms and other things, it's a whole different experience.
Different world. So you mentioned the turkeys, the guinea hens, and ducks, right?
Ducks.
So we've covered all the fowl. So what are the differences? Like, I know that I've never even seen a turkey egg, except in the picture you sent me.
Yeah, they're quite large, and mine, they're a certain breed. They're called Heritage Bronze, which are the ones that are actually raised most for conventional, like, Thanksgiving dinners, turkey dinners. We, of course, let them run everywhere, and they're so huge, I don't think you could fit them in a normal oven if you were to, actually.
They're that big?
Have them prepped. They're 50 pounds or more.
Whoa, 50?
Yeah. Yeah, they're free range. They're pretty good size.
I've never seen a 50-pound.
I can pick them. I can pick them up and hold them.
A 50-pound turkey. You know, it's hard to find a 20-pound turkey now for Thanksgiving. I mean, it really is.
I think the reason for that is because it costs so much to feed them. I mean, we go through several bags of feed a week, and they're free range, which most commercial turkey producers don't do that. They're kept in cages
on top of each other.
Yeah, on top of each other, and these guys are, I let them eat what they want, and, you know, we go through probably, for just the birds, we probably go through about $120 to $140 worth of feed a week.
Good Lord. You know, that brings to mind a question, and you may or may not know the answer to this. When you see cage-free on eggs, they are not running around like yours are, right?
No.
They're still caged to an extent.
Cage-free basically means that they are just not in a cage. You know, range-free means that they can go outside. But even that, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that they have grass and bugs and insects and things like that. I mean, that's a very loose term.
Right. And there's probably thousands of them out there on top of each other.
Yes.
Yeah. So, so just because you see range-free, cage-free, it might be more humane and it might be slightly better than the other, but don't think that these are living the, you know, the big red farm life, because they're not living the big red farm life.
It's actually what really got me interested in chickens is, and this is way before COVID, I actually lived in a housing development here that it had an HOA, and we had illegal chickens, and I had two hens named Paris and Nicole. And we had them in just in our yard here, and I gave all my neighbors the eggs right away so that I could, nobody would mind them. But, you know, I think people have now moved on to having chickens at home for their own fresh eggs and having them as pets, because they're actually pretty great pets.
I am pretty sure that our HOA would frown upon me having chickens, sadly.
Well, you can put the diapers on them.
We're not doing that. We're gonna. No. So when we're gonna go to a break in a couple of in about a minute. When we get back, why don't we talk about the difference between what these eggs taste like? Because I think that's interesting. Because, and then I wonder why when you go in a restaurant, they don't even have any different eggs. You know, unless you go to Europe where they do have different eggs on menus, we just don't even have that option here. So when we come back, and we will talk about that. We'll be right back.
That's more prevalent.
Okay, right back.
It's your eye like a bigger pizza pie that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
March specials at Kronos of Metairie will have you looking and feeling your best. This month, save hundreds on Jet Peel facials for a revitalized and refreshed complexion, Cool Sculpting, eliminate stubborn fat without surgery, brow and lash services, and more. Buy a 12-month essential membership to our 24-hour fitness center, pay in full, and get 1 month free. Kronos of Metairie, 3200 North Enault, 504-267-4549.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Hi, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
And welcome back to Chew on This. And that last spot you heard was about Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. And that comes on Sundays at 5 o'clock. And that's our own Jack Harris. Jack, I heard you have a trial going on tomorrow.
That's correct. Somebody dropped a dime on Peter Cottontail. And so it's going to be the trial of Peter Cottontail. along with members of this wonderful cover band called Olds Cool. And so tune into the trial. We've got to see if they're going to let Peter Cottontail off the hook or if he's going to be sent to jail somewhere.
Or if he's going to be fricasseed. I like the fricassee. And remember, guys, Chew on This is brought to you by the Plant Gallery. And, you know, we talked about the petunias. We talked about the beautiful color. Please remember, there's a big difference in quality. So when you go by that big box store and you see those petunias, you know, there is a substantial difference in the hardiness of the plant, the life expectancy of the plant, just because it is a higher quality plant. And the other thing that you can find at the Plant Gallery that is very hard to find is number one cypress mulch. Because let me tell you, if you're putting down pine straw, it looks like pine straw. You don't want that stuff. You want the number one cypress mulch. You can drive on over to Airline Drive, theplantgallery.com. Give them a call, 488-8887. Tell them Chew on This sent you. All right, after that plethora of advertising, I feel like, God, that was a lot. Anyway, welcome back, Kat. And we were talking about all your different eggs. And I'm really curious about the difference between a turkey egg and a chicken egg. Can I, like, if I was blindfolded, could I tell the difference?
I'll be honest. I actually, the ducks started laying before the turkeys. And I used to have duck eggs years ago, and they're really great for baking things. They have a real richness to them. So if you're making, I'm not a big baking person, but like cakes or cupcakes, duck eggs are great for that. It gives it just a little, I don't know how to describe it, just a richness. Adds a little bit more moisture to certain desserts and things like that. I am now one of the 1% of the population that's allergic to duck eggs.
Oh, no.
And after doing that, I have not tried the turkey eggs because I haven't had the stomach to do it. But I have had, I'm fine with guinea eggs. And actually, most people that are allergic to chicken eggs can actually have duck eggs.
I didn't even know you could have an egg allergy.
Yes, you can have egg allergies, and but the guinea hen eggs are really interesting. They're very rich. They're very small, but very, very rich. But you have to really crack them to get that egg open.
So I've actually seen those in specialty stores. I've actually seen them at the farmer's market here. They are tiny. They're pretty eggs, actually. They're pretty. I mean, they're attractive.
Yeah, they're very... They're great, though, for, like, if, like, just a quick, over-easy egg, like you're talking about, like, you make for your breakfast. But if you want it to have a lot of flavor, but you don't want a big, giant egg, it's perfect for just a quick, simple morning breakfast.
They'd probably make great little deviled eggs if you want to get, you know, kind of how you get that little yolk out and a little bitty tiny spoon. I don't know how you do that, though, but just thinking. Anyway, to go back to the animals, you know, you got 50-pound Tyrannosaurus rex turkeys running around, which probably scare the cats. Do we ever, I got to go there because it's a food show. Do we ever indulge on some of these animals?
No, and Joe and I do eat, you know, different types of meat and chicken and fowl and all that, but no, all of them are pretty much pets. We can't really even kill our chickens or anything like that. So no, we don't do that. The one thing I did attempt to do while I was still working my corporate job was we did purchase a goat that was in milk, and it was just a little too difficult to get up at 4:30 in the morning and milk a goat before work.
Yeah, and you had to tell people, why were you late? I got up late to milk the goat. I mean, that's kind of a...
Yeah, but I did make one batch. I did make one batch of, like, homemade goat cheese, and it was fabulous.
Wow. So you're not milking the goats anymore?
No, that was a chore that I was just not that into it. They knock over your coffee. It's a lot of drama at, like, 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I can't. So you said you have goats now. They must keep the yard nice and trim?
Well, Joe's adding to the goat palace now as we speak. That's what he's working on right now. They tend to run off, so they don't have free range of the whole farm.
Oh, I didn't know that. They won't just stay?
No.
Put a shock collar on them.
No. I haven't tried that.
Yeah. It's beats the heck out of building a fence or a pen, you know? Shock
yeah, that's literally what Joe's doing out right now is adding on to the goat palace because, of course, the goat palace is a little kid's little cottage that has air conditioning for the pig.
Good Lord. Maple is living the life.
Maple has a lot of opinions about everything.
She does. So Maple will never be bacon, will she?
No. She's a Julianne pig is her breed, and she's only about 75 pounds.
So she must be happy. I mean, does she know she gets like a reprieve, like she's never going to be on, you know, death row?
Oh, I tried to talk to her about it. She just isn't. That's not something that she really wants to discuss. She has serious opinions about everything. Like if you're trying to clean out her pen, she will scream. If you try and touch her feet, she will scream. If you look at her funny, she will scream.
Yeah, I don't need anything else that screams in my life. Trust me. Nothing else. I have enough customers that scream. I need nothing else. So the Goat Palace. Now, is the barn for the horses air conditioned or is that coming up?
That's coming up. I've taken a little reprieve from the barn, but we did take, when we've been replacing our HVAC units in the house here, we've been trying to separate them by 2 years. Mm-hmm. But we've been saving our old units. We're fine. We're just replacing them because they're old, and we're going to put that in the barn.
So if you were a farm animal, the Big Red Farm is definitely a place that you want to be. Because, I mean, these animals are living the life. Do you have any, you mentioned chickens. Do you have any roosters?
Yes, we have several roosters. I'm trying to count. I think we have four right now.
Four roosters.
Lucius, Gregory, and Little Roo. Yeah,
good
three.
Lord. So do these roosters, you know, I mean, they help procreate more chickens?
Yes. We had the last batch that I found because we try and get the eggs before that happens. Mm-hmm. But I was actually getting ready for a conference call that I had to be dressed up on from the waist up. And I ran outside to get a bottle of water, and I ran by a bush, and I hear cheep, 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 cheep.
Oh, no.
And I had 5 minutes to get on the call.
So you scooped them up?
And we have cats. Yeah, I scooped them up, threw them in with a heat lamp. I had the mother chicken jump on top of me. I had bird poop all over the back of my suit.
Nice.
Managed to get in and get the heat lamp in and get untied. I was 1 minute late to my meeting.
I just hope it wasn't Chanel.
No.
I would have been most disturbed.
That's in person stuff. The stuff at home doesn't need to be, you know, need to be that good.
If you would have told me Dior or Chanel, I would have been most upset about the chicken poop. So we can let that slide now.
Okay.
I don't
do Dior at home. That's for court.
God, don't say that. I guess I couldn't roast a chicken that I knew its name either. I guess I'd have to draw the line there if I knew the name.
Yeah, when I'm cooking in the kitchen and I have leftover scraps, mm-hmm. I can walk out and yell Lucius, and like they all know that means they're getting food, and they cannot eat all my kitchen scraps. They do eat chicken too.
What kind of? That sounds cannibalistic.
It is cannibalistic.
So they eat raw. So the chickens eat raw chickens.
Oh, they eat anything. They eat anything. Like in fact, if you have leftover soup or something, or if I have something that I've made in the Instant Pot, I can set it out there. They love spicy soup. Leftover ramen to them is like the greatest thing in the whole world.
Crazy question. If they eat spicy, does that change the flavor of the eggs? I don't know where I'm going with that.
I haven't noticed, but they do love spicy stuff.
I mean, I'm just wondering. I mean, it's a product of the animal. I'm just, you know, I don't mm-hmm. know. Well, you
no,
should
I think
try
the biggest
that.
Thing that changes. I have. I mean, I eat a lot of spicy foods. I'm from Southern California, and I haven't noticed a difference in the eggs. Maybe if I send some to you and you try them against ones that aren't from here, maybe then that
maybe
be the
I can
test.
Tell. Well, I think what you need to do is, you know, you need to separate the chickens, and a couple of chickens eat a bland diet, and a couple of chickens eat the spicy diet, and then you can see. Just an idea.
Okay, I could take a couple of them. I have two older chickens that aren't laying that are in a separate area by themselves, but
there
they're
go.
Older, so they stop.
Well, if they're not laying.
I can always add one that's laying. I could add one that's laying in there and see what happens because they don't get the same stuff.
All right, Kat, thank you so much. It was a pleasure as always. I will talk to you soon. Happy Easter to you. And happy Easter
and
to everyone out there in New Orleans. I hope that you are all doing something or eating something fun, something exciting. And I hope it is something other than crawfish tomorrow. But I know it probably won't be because we live in Southeast Louisiana. Roasted lamb sounds delicious. A ham sounds delicious. Sweet potatoes sound delicious. Have a good one, my friends. I will not be here next week. You will be listening to Patty Berneman and Nicole Dornack. Until next time. Chew on this.
Adios. Happy Easter.
Get in swimsuit shape with a little help from your friends at Kronos of Metairie, offering accessible and affordable medical weight loss. No subscriptions, no commitments. A one-time consultation fee of $299 covers all follow-up consultations, and the medicine starts at $30 per injection. Transparent pricing, long-term value at Kronos of Metairie. Call for your appointment today, 504-267-4549. That's 504-267-4549.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
This is Lenny Minutillo, chef and co-owner of the Happy Italian Pizzeria Restaurant and Catering in Harahan, home of the original meat sauce pizza and sesame-crusted muffaletta calzone. We have one of the Gulf South.